This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6:09 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Hi, this is Heath Alk, your Farm Bureau Young Leader from Montgomery County. Montgomery County Farm Bureau farming members receive Farm Week, a free farming newspaper. Farm Week is one of the nation's leading farm publications. Get Farm Week by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or check our website at www.montgomerycountyfb.com. Or come into the office, brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Prepare yourself for the flu season. Michelle's Pharmacy is now giving vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy offers influenza, pneumonia, Zostavax, and Tdap vaccinations. Protect yourself today. Get all your vaccinations at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call 854-4022 or 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Coming up on 12 minutes after 6 in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. December wheat trading at 863¾, up 5¾. March wheat trading at 870½, up 5¾. December corn now trading at 742¼, up 5¼. March corn trading at 743¾, up 4¾. November beans now trading at 1536. Up 8¾. January beans trading at 1538½, up 8¾. The overnight crude oil market a quarter higher at 85.79. The Brent crude 33¢ higher at 109.77. The December gold contract $5.60 higher at $1,714.30. The U.S. dollar index 0.252 lower at 79.98. Oh. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 858, down 5¾. March wheat ended at 872¾, down 5¾. May wheat ended at 879¾, down 5¼. December corn yesterday ended at 737, down 3¼. March corn ended at 739, down 3¼. May corn ended at 736, down a penny. November soybeans yesterday ended at 1527¼, down 34. January beans ended at 1529¾, down 34. March beans ended at 1505¾, down 31¼. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 472.50, down 109. January meal ended at 466.80, down 113. March meal ended at 454.80, down $1.07. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.18, down 78. January oil 50.53, down 78. March oil ended at 50.97, down 76. December oats yesterday ended at 387¾, down 2¢. March oats ended at 394, down 2½. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. And the Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Monday afternoon, with soybean values sharply lower. Technical selling at the point of trade helped to push soybean values down. Weekly export inspections for soybeans did total 63.4 million bushels, with corn at 15.5 million and wheat totaled 9.7 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly a penny lower at 714 to 731, with soybeans down 33 to 39 cents at $14.92 to $15 even. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 726 to 744, but soybeans dropped 32 to 36 cents at 1511 to 1522. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 to 3 cents at 708 to 747, soybeans 33 to 35 cents lower at 1493 to 1517, and the wheat bids down 6 to 8 cents at 828 to 848. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids down 29 to 34 cents at 1532 to 1545. Basis ended steady to 5 cents higher at 5 to 18 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered $10.90 per ton lower at 484.50 to 490.50. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a penny at 737 to 752, with basis steady at option to 15 over December. And dried distiller grains on Monday ended steady, ranging from 265 to 280 per ton. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 8 cents higher at 726 to 727, with basis up 2 to 9 cents at 11 to 10 under December. Soybeans ended 17 to 21 cents lower at 1527 to 1537, with basis up 13 to 17 cents at option to 10 over November. Wheat bids for July 13 delivery down 2 to 3 cents at 827 to 828, with basis ending steady at 35 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators based their producer corn bids mixed, range from 712 to 726. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 25 to 31 cents, with quotations at 1517 to 1526. Soft red winter wheat down 6 cents at 837 to 838, while the Milo ended a penny lower at 706 to 707. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January corn bids range from 721 up to 743. January soybean bids at 1502 to 1514. In central Illinois, bids to from country elevators to producers range from 731 to 755. January soybean bids at 1518 up to 1541. In the southern part of the state, Jan corn bids range from 728 to 767. January soybean bids, 1513 up to 1542. And wheat bids for July 13 delivery, those range from 805 up to 832. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs ended at $77.80, down $1.10. February hogs ended at $83.25, down $1.20. April hogs ended at $89.50, down 75 cents. October cattle yesterday, $125.37, down 12. December cattle, $125.27, up 2. February cattle, $129.25, up 7. November feeder cattle yesterday, 145.92, up 60. January feeders, 147.47, up 40. March feeders, 149.65, unchanged. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Monday afternoon livestock report. First of all, in the eastern corn belt on Monday afternoon, barrels and gilts closed $1.12 higher on a carcass basis. The base price for a 200-pound carcass ranged from $74 up to $82, with a weighted average carcass price of $81.17. On the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Monday, trading on the sow market was mostly a dollar higher with moderate to good demand. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds range from $42 up to $45. 4 to 450s at $44 to $47. 450 to 500 pound sows at $45 to $49. 5 to 550s at $48 to $52. And heavyweight sows over $550 came in at $49 to $53. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were at $30 to $35. And the heavyweight boars over 300 pounds range from $10 to $15. In the Illinois direct trade today, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grades weighing 220 to 290 traded at 56 to 59 with a few up to $60. And Illinois movement of hogs on Monday totaled 12,876 head. At our Illinois auctions that Market News covered last week, slaughter steers choice 2s and 3s range from 119 up to 127.25. Slaughter Holstein steers, the choice 2s and 3s range from 110 up to 117.75. That's $2 higher. And the slaughter heifers, choice 2s and 3s, 119.50 to 125.75. That is a dollar higher. And in the direct slaughter trade on Monday from Iowa and Minnesota, trade this morning in steers on a live basis at 126. Steers on a dress basis range from 195 to 197. Heifers on a live basis on Monday morning at 125 and on a dress basis at 198. From the National Carlisle Pork Report, at the close on Monday, trading was very slow as only 29 loads traded today. The fresh quarter-inch trim loins were steady to weak. Skin hams, 23 to 27 pounds, ended $2 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 9 cents higher today, though, closing at $85.26. And the box beef cutout values at the close on Monday, those prices ended mixed. Choice carcasses weighing 600 to 900 pounds up 68 cents, closing at $197.50, while the select carcasses ended 62 cents lower at $179.08. And the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Monday, cattle slaughter estimated at 121,000 head. That compares to 125 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter on Monday, a light 425,000 head, compares to 435 last week and 421,000 a year ago. That is our livestock report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.89 unchanged; for block cheese, $2.11 down $1; for barrel cheese, $2.05 down $3; and the spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $21.03. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.26; for January, $7.36. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.26; for January, $7.30. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.05; for January, $15.41. And wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.05. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.26. Corn at Scottville, $7.26. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.05. Wheat at Scottville, $8.05. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Get more from every acre by using Micro Essentials fertilizer with patented Fusion technology. Only Micro Essentials combines vital nutrients in one uniquely formulated, nutritionally balanced granule, creating a single source for balanced crop nutrition. The unique chemistry of MicroEssentials ensures optimum nutrient distribution and that all-important nutrient uptake for increased yields across every acre.
M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies, windy today, high temperatures in the mid-50s. We will have northwest winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Saturday. Low temperatures in the mid-40s, highs about 60. Right now at the Weather Center, north winds at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 38 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And in our farm news today, on Monday, we talked to August Sheeter of the Southwestern FFA chapter. He is a state FFA officer. He just returned from the National FFA Convention, and we asked him to give us his impressions.
I thought it was a really neat experience for this would have been my third year, and I got to serve as a delegate. So for those of you that tuned in to RFD TV, right next to the stage there were the delegate seatings. And before convention started, we had committee meetings ranging from creating an agriculture safety career development event to talking about starting up an aquaculture curriculum for the FFA programs across the nation. And we got to hear the keynote speakers and different main keynote speakers that we had at convention.
What committees did you serve on?
I served on the Agriculture Equipment Operation and Safety CDE committee.
That's something that's probably overlooked anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, and in the state of Illinois, there's only certain sections that have a tractor driving CD is the only thing that many areas really cover. And one thing that our committee thought was that we need to try to come up with some type of a career development event that focuses on safety, not just with tractors, but any kind of equipment.
Yeah, because there's all so much other equipment involved. Well, I mean, as we speak, you're behind the wheel of a combine, and there's also fertilizer spreaders and all sorts of other equipment, isn't there?
Yep, and I thought it'd be, in my personal view, not only do we have the operation, but if others that are off the farm, whenever we're driving down the road and different stuff like that, or even, they might, right now I'm next to a subdivision, just kind of, there's different stuff that, just getting people to know that lots of times if they can't see my eyes, I can't see them. And that's just kind of one thing we thought that we need to really start to look at when we're talking about safety around equipment.
Yeah, I see that on the signs of a lot of big trucks going down the highway. If you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. And it's the same way in farm equipment, isn't it?
Yep.
Also, now on your safety committee, for a tractor operation like that, you not only emphasize operations on the open road, but in the field as well, right?
Yes, and what we did in the committee was basically the FFA is still a student-led organization, and the students, we make suggestions, and then there's at the national level, there's an advisory board, and there's the state level with adults, and they'll go through and check the funding on it and enhance the curriculum if they think it needs to be enhanced. And basically what our committee decided was that we needed to look into the operation and safety of the equipment and have testing over it, and then create some sort of a national event or even curriculum that would filter down to the local chapters.
And that was August Sheeter of the Southwestern FFA chapter. The United States Department of Agriculture has come under considerable fire over the past few years for how it deals with old and new crop corn in its series of numbers. The issue was raised in Chicago last week during the annual Data Users Group meeting. Todd Gleason has more.
The official end of the crop year for corn by USDA's measure is September 1st. The problem is that so much corn is harvested in the United States prior to that date that it confuses the trade. Well, this year was exceptional, with more than 1.2 billion bushels of new crop corn coming into the pipeline prior to the end of the USDA measure. The issue was questioned by commodity broker Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson during the annual Data Users Group meeting in October.
And, you know, it's no small challenge for them. For years, all they did was ask, what do you have for old crop stocks? And they had no way of identifying if any new crop had actually gone into the pipeline. They did make some adjustments to a report, and they do now get a number of how much new crop corn has actually been harvested. It's not something that's used in any reports, and that was one of my questions for them. You know, we were told that there was 1.2 billion bushels of new crop corn harvested actually before September 1st this year. And I said, I'd really like you to clarify where that fits into the picture, because we heard people at the trade and everywhere else saying, well, you know, if we didn't have that 1.2 billion, we'd have been at zero for carryout. And the truth is that 1.2 is nothing more than a reference number to let us know that this year we actually harvested about 700 million more bushels early than what we normally do.
Those 700 million plus the usual 500 million are not tabulated exactly, at least as part of the old crop marketing year corn stocks. It's the confusing part, and one which Vakes and many others believe could be fixed if the marketing year were moved forward by a month. There are two problems with this potential change. First, the marketing year was set in the 1938 Farm Bill legislation. Changing it legally would require changing the law. Then there is the administrative cost. Rolling the marketing year back to, say, August 1 for corn is a fine idea, but may not work so well for soybeans and sorghum. This would cause NAS to collect stocks data twice and consequently would require increased funding. I'm Todd Gleason.
In the current environment, an Informa Economics vice president says it will take extra effort and ingenuity for cattle feeders to survive.
When it comes to the feeder calf supply, Mike Sands of Informa Economics says,
There's not enough to go around. There's going to be empty pens. I want that guy to have an empty pen, not me.
The analyst says the nation's cow herd was at 90.8 million head to start 2012. But as summer turned to fall, drought had hit three-fourths of that herd. So the analyst expects it to shrink another million head or more by January 2013.
We've seen some extremely tight packer operating margins over the last year. That's unsustainable. We're looking at sizable cattle feeding losses at the present time. Those are unsustainable. And again, it probably boils down to some change in the structural capacity within the industry.
He says management and marketing will separate the successful cattle feeders from the struggling.
I think it boils down to, from an individual feeder standpoint, probably getting to the point where they work out on marketing agreements, working relationships, not only marketing agreements with packers as a possibility, but also to access feeder cattle, either in terms of retained ownership programs, that type of thing. It works for an individual feeder. I don't want to say it's a boutique kind of thing, but that's the kind of environment that I think we're in.
Value added isn't just a buzzword, but a solid game plan. Sands explains.
That's going to require doing some things differently than we've done in the past. The typical commodity business, when an individual cattle feeder is competing against huge cattle feeding operations, they're at a competitive advantage. And they're going to have to figure out ways, either in terms of acquisition of raw materials, financial management, risk management programs, or something else, to create a niche within which they can thrive.
Because the reality is, not everybody will. I'm Cindy Campbell.
The Soy Checkoff has developed a new interactive map to make information about the United States inland waterway system's locks more accessible and specific to local areas. The information was gathered in a Soy Checkoff-funded study that shows how important the inland waterway system is to U.S. soybean growers. The recent study shows the waterways greatly impact farmers' bottom lines and food prices for consumers. The map actually shows the effect a failure at each of the five locks on the Ohio, Mississippi, and Illinois rivers would have on prices for U.S. soybeans and corn. To see the map, go to www.unitedsoybean.org/America's Locks Dams, a ticking time bomb for agriculture, slash. And there's a hyphen in between each word. Good luck. Once again, www.unitedsoybeans.org/America's Locks Dams, a ticking time bomb for agriculture, slash. On the Chicago Board of Trade right now at electronic trading, December wheat now trading at 864 and three quarter, up 6 3/4. March wheat trading at 879 and three quarter, up 7. December corn trading at 742 and three quarter, up 5 3/4. March corn trading at 744 and a half, up 5 1/2. November soybeans trading at 1535 and a half, up 8 1/4. January beans trading at 1537 and a half, up 7 3/4. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.